One of the greatest areas of attack against the body of Christ today is in the area of health. As you listen to this CD, you're likely battling some form of sickness, or you're beleaguered by some annoying daily physical ailment that we all just tend to accept. Perhaps there's even a long-term affliction that the medical field has told you you are simply going to have to learn to deal with. If you walk in perfect health today, there's still many people you know that you've been praying for in the area of healing. The purpose of this CD is to fill you, spirit, soul, and body, with the Word of God concerning healing, that you'll embrace the Word and walk in the fullness of healing for your life. Romans 10 tells us that faith comes from hearing the Word. Simply put, the more you hear what God says about healing for you, the more you hear the Word regarding His promises for healing, the greater will be your faith in this area, and the sooner you can then experience that healing for yourself. There's a few things that you should understand before listening to these scriptures on healing, to prepare yourself to receive them. Number one, it's essential that you believe it is God's desire for you to be healed. You may have heard it said that God gets glory by how we live with sickness. That thought is at odds with the Bible. God doesn't get glory from our sickness. He doesn't want us sick. Deuteronomy 28 lists for us the blessings and the curses. If you have any doubt whether something's a blessing or a curse, well, simply look to see which column it falls under in that chapter. Just so you know, sickness is listed as a curse, not as a blessing. God does not get glory when we live under a curse. Remember, we were freed from the curse by the victory of Jesus. If it's a curse, then how can it be what God wants for us? How can it bring Him glory? As further evidence, we can look to the life of Jesus Himself on this earth. He said that He only did the things He saw the Father do. If Jesus only does the things the Father does, then let's examine what He did on His walk here on this earth. He only healed. He never put sickness on anyone. What's more, He healed everyone that came to Him for healing. Everyone. If He only did what He saw the Father do, then this means our Heavenly Father does not put sickness upon us. It means that He heals everyone that comes in faith for healing. Sickness does not come from God. It comes from the one that seeks to destroy you, your enemy, the devil. To embrace sickness and just decide to live with it so that God can somehow get glory from it is to accept and embrace a curse that Satan himself has placed upon you. God gets glory when you and I walk in His healing. The second thing we need to consider before hearing these healing verses is a derivative of the first thing we talked about. What is God's will in this matter? If we accept that perhaps it might be God's will for us to be sick, then we're going to be sick. You can't fight God and win. So if you believe it's God's will for you to be sick, then to pray for healing would be to pray against God's will. If you believe that God may not want you healed in your particular circumstances, well, then it's in fact kind of ridiculous to even pray for healing. The good news is that God is definitive about His will in this area. He desires that you and I are healed and whole. As you will hear in these upcoming verses, He heals all of our diseases, not just some of them. When the Bible speaks of salvation, the word salvation in the Greek is sozo. It means more than just eternal life. Among other things, it means healing. Think of it. Jesus endured the stripes on His body so that you and I would be healed. Then He died on the cross and rose again to defeat sin. Through this, we have salvation, which according to the meaning of the word that we just looked at, includes healing. If Jesus endured the agonies that He did for you and for me, and a part of that suffering was for healing for our bodies, well, then it's ungrateful on my part to say, hey, I'll accept the eternal life. But even though you had to endure so much for me, I'm not going to reach for that gift of healing you suffered for on my behalf. Listen to the forthcoming verses on healing with a sense of expectancy, a renewed certainty that the words are words of life for your body. His word is life. And as you listen, allow that life to course through your body and realize the fulfillment of your healing today. Sickness must submit to the Word. As you hear His Word on healing, let your faith increase and your body line up with the Word.
If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in His sight, give ear to His commandments, and keep all His statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Exodus 15:26.
Immediately when they saw him, all the people were greatly amazed, and running to him, greeted him. And he asked the scribes, "What are you discussing with them?" Then one of the crowd answered and said, "Teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit, and wherever it seizes him, it throws him down, he foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, then becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not." He answered him and said, "O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me." Then they brought him to him, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. So he asked the father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood. And often he has thrown himself into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "Deaf and dumb spirit, I command you to come out of him and enter him no more." Then the spirit cried out, convulsed him greatly, and came out of him. And he became as one dead, so that many said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Mark chapter 9, verses 15 through 28.
"So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you." Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, and who heals all your diseases." Psalm 103, verses 2 and 3.
Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, saying, "Lord, my servant's at home, paralyzed, dreadfully tormented." And Jesus said to him, "I will come and heal him." The centurion answered and said, "Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. I say to this one, 'Go,' and he goes. To another, 'Come,' and he comes. And to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to those who followed, "Assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel." Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you." And his servant was healed that same hour. Matthew 8, verses 5 through 10, and verse 13.
"Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." Isaiah 53, 4 through 5.
And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, "I am willing, be cleansed." Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Matthew chapter 8, verses 2 and 3.
When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word, and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses." Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 and 17. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1.
And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." Mark 16, verses 15 through 18.
And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Yet none of the rest dared join them, but the people esteemed them highly. And believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, so that they brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. Also, a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all healed. Acts 5, 12 through 16. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Acts 10:38.
Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. James chapter 5, verses 14 and 15.
Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. 3 John chapter 2.
My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Proverbs 4:20-22. And Jesus went all about Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went throughout all of Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and all of those who were demon-possessed, epileptics, paralytics, and he healed them. Matthew 4:23-24.
And behold, there was a man with a withered hand, and they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? That they might accuse him. Then he said to them, What man is there among you who has one sheep, and if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not lay hold of it and lift it out? Of how much more value, then, is a man than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath. Then he said to the man, Stretch out your hand. And he stretched it out, and it was restored as whole as the other. Matthew 12:10-13.
And when they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent out into all that surrounding region, brought to him all who were sick, and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched it were made perfectly well. Matthew 14:34-36.
Jesus departed from there, skirted the Sea of Galilee, and went up on the mountain and sat down there. Then great multitudes came to him, having with them the lame, blind, mute, maimed, and many others. And they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. So the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. Matthew 15:29-31.
Now they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat on the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, Be of good cheer, rise, he's calling for you. And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, What do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, Go your way, your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Mark 10:46-52.
When the men had come to him, they said, John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, Are you the coming one, or do we look for another? And that very hour he cured many infirmities, afflictions, and evil spirits, and to many blind he gave sight. Jesus answered and said to them, Go and tell John the things you have seen and heard, that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me. Luke 7:20-22.
Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. And he laid his hand on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Luke 13:10-13. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them, and he healed their sick. Matthew 14:14.
Now it happened, as Jesus went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a certain village, there he met 10 men who were lepers, who stood far off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" Then Jesus said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." Luke 17:11-19.
When he heard that Jesus had come out of the town of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and implored him to come and heal his son, for he was on the point of death. Then Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe." The nobleman said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your son lives." So the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, "Your son lives." Then he inquired of them the hour when he got better, and they said to him, "Yesterday at the 7th hour the fever left him." So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said to him, "Your son lives," and he himself believed, and his whole household. John 4:47-53.
Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but when I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that day was the Sabbath. John 5:5-9. So they went out and preached that people should repent, and they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them. Mark 6:12-13.
Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed to him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. John 9:1-7.
Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the 9th hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask for alms for those who entered the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. Peter, fixing his eyes on him with John, said, "Look at us." So the man gave him his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people who saw him walking and praising God, then they knew it was he who sat begging for alms at the Beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Acts 3:1-10.
Now it came to pass, as Peter went through all parts of the country, that he came also down to the saints who dwelt at Lydda. There he found a certain man named Aeneas, who had been bedridden 8 years and was paralyzed. And Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus the Christ heals you. Arise and make your bed." Then he arose immediately. So all who dwelt at Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. Acts 9:32-35.
At Joppa there was a certain disciple named Tabitha, which is translated Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and charitable deeds, which she did. But it happened in those days that she became sick and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room. And Lydda was near Joppa, and the disciples heard that Peter was there. They sent two men to him, imploring him not to delay in coming to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he had come, they brought him to the upper room, and all the widows stood by him weeping, showing the tunics and garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them. But Peter put all out, and knelt down and prayed, and turning to the body, he said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. Then he gave her his hand and lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and widows, he presented her alive. And it became known through all Joppa, and many believed on the Lord. Acts 9:36-42. Now God worked unusual miracles by the hand of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Acts 19:11-12.
In that region there was an estate of the leading citizen of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and entertained us courteously for 3 days. And it happened that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and dysentery. Paul went into him and prayed, and he laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, the rest of those on the island who had diseases also came and were healed. Acts 28:7-9. O Lord my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. Psalm 30:2.
When Jesus had departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out, saying, Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, Do you believe that I am able to do this? And they said to him, Yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, According to your faith, let it be to you. And their eyes were opened. Matthew 9:27-30.
So he got into a boat, crossed over, and came to his own city. Then behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you. Matthew 9:1-2. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Luke 4:18-19.
Now a woman, having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, Who touched me? When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, Master, the multitudes throng and press you, and you say, Who touched me? But Jesus said, Somebody touched me, for I perceive power going out from me. Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Luke 8:43-48.
While he was still speaking, someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, Do not be afraid. Only believe, and she will be made well. When he came into the house, he permitted no one to go in except Peter, James, and John, and the father and mother of the girl. Now all wept and mourned for her. But he said, Do not weep. She is not dead, but sleeping. And they ridiculed him, knowing that she was dead. But he put them all outside, took her by the hand, and called, saying, Little girl, arise. Then her spirit returned, and she rose immediately. And he commanded that she be given something to eat. Luke 8:49-55.
When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Isaiah 43:2.
Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I'll be saved. For you are the one that I praise. Jeremiah 17:14.
Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent forth his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. Psalm 107:19-21.
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 91.
Immediately many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And Jesus preached the word to them. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was, so that when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned this way within themselves, he said to them, "Why do you reason about these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Arise, take up your bed and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, take up your bed and go to your house." Immediately the man arose, took up his bed, and went out in the presence of them all, so that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, "We've never seen anything like this." Mark chapter 2, verse 2 through 12.
Proverbs tells us the power of life and death is in the tongue. God's word on healing has been spoken over you, and it's our prayer that your faith has been encouraged and built up, while your doubts have been eradicated. Listen to the verses again, over and over. Even read them to yourself. You've now heard God's final word on sickness and healing. He's conquered it. Now that you have the word to stand on, the next steps are in your hands. In the Bible, everyone that was healed had to act on their faith as they received their healing. Now put your faith into action. Prepare to see the sickness loosed from your body and act like you believe that you are healed. Even when your body doesn't yet show the evidence of that healing, faith requires that we still have action. Remember, the body has to submit to the word. So if it has not yet demonstrated the evidence that it's healed, know this, it will. As long as you believe the word, your body has to eventually line up with God's word on healing. Remember in several of the verses, it says that they were healed that very hour. That means as they prayed, the body gave no evidence of healing. Even though the body was already beginning to line up with the word, it didn't yet appear. However, within the hour, it did. Had they disbelieved because they hadn't yet seen the evidence immediately, they'd have lost their blessing. Act like you believe his word on healing. Let your words reflect that you believe what God's word says, not what your body's telling you. And finally, praise God for the healing that he has provided for you. Thank Jesus for the suffering that he endured to bring that healing to you. Praise is a great way to increase our faith. Let your thankful heart lead you towards that healing. Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for providing healing for each one of us. As we've all heard your words on healing, let those words sink into our hearts and into our souls so that we understand and receive your healing. I lift up every single person that has an ear to hear as they listen to the scriptures, and I stand in agreement with each one of them for their healing. In the authority of your name, I speak to their bodies that their very bodies would submit to the word, that they would in all areas of physical need find their bodies lining up with your word and being healed. We praise you in advance for every healing and for the love that motivated the sacrifice for our healing. As the listener thinks of other people they know who are still battling sickness, I believe with them for those bodies to line up with the Word and be healed as well. I thank you that each of us is daily reminded of these verses and that each of us walks in that health and healing every single day, that others would see this and seek and find you as well. I speak all these things by the authority of your name and in the power of your blood. In Jesus' name, amen.